allow us to reintroduce ourselves. Our name is
American Daisies.
American Daisies. What's up, everybody? We are back.
Can you believe it?
I hope you can believe it, because we're back and hopefully better than ever, stronger than ever, and hopefully our best
shorter than
today.
Ever, most importantly.
First off, my name is Arjun.
And I'm Akash.
And we are the boys behind American Daisies. You know, this is a podcast that started a couple years ago because we just wanted to do something together. Honestly, we wanted to work together.
Yeah, Arjun and I basically just met and just clicked right away as friends. And we had good conversations, not like useless conversations. And they always seemed to center around kind of our desiness.
And just like how that impacted us, right? Like how that impacted our day to day.
Yeah, and just like, what is being desi? Because I remember being surprised. I always thought, like, when I met you, I was like, oh, I don't know if he's that into being brown.
No, it's true. And I mean, we would have that conversation. You were, I think at the time, you were almost militant, you would say.
Yeah, still am pretty militant, but much more so back then.
Anyway, so history aside, I mean, we just decided to do a project centered around exploring that thing that we kept exploring, which is what is it like to be brown from South Asia, living in the U.S. in 2015, at that time, now 2017. So we dropped a lot of episodes and we interviewed just a lot of people and we experimented with form. We took some time off because we wanted to take a reflect and see how we could come up with the best show and how we could fine tune it and improve it and make it just better for everyone. And that really just meant that we needed smarter people to get involved and help us with the show. So before we start and dive into what this show is this season, wanted to show love and welcome some new members to the American Daisy team. And first off is Sandhya Simhan, who is our brilliant and amazing producer and who we cannot thank enough for jumping on board. She is a rock star and she's just helped us focus the show and basically helped us be adults.
Yes. Really.
And on top of it, I'm excited because she adds a female perspective and makes sure that we are having as many perspectives as possible from creation through execution. Next up, I want to show mad love and introduce Misha Stanton, who is our brilliant editor, who is again streamlining and making things just a little tighter so that y'all can hopefully enjoy the episodes more.
Also, no more of those disastrous episodes we had every once in a while.
Oof, those sound things. No more.
And last, let me do last.
Okay.
Harini Raghavan, who is put together an incredible theme song for us. Apparently, you're not allowed to steal music and use it as a theme song. I wasn't aware. I thought you just did these things and there were no repercussions.
This is part of the growing up process that we've been going through in the last eight months here at American Daisies. But the big change that we've been doing for all y'all is we wanted to focus the episodes a little bit more and have there be an arc so that episode that happened today and the episode next week are a little bit more linked. We're still exploring what it's like to be brown in America right now. But we wanted to have a theme, and for our first season, we chose health and wellness. Akash, why do you care about health and wellness?
I think health and wellness is incredibly important to both of us, maybe more so you even than me, but just in the South Asian community, not just, we all see the Uncle Pit, we all see health go downhill. There's jokes comedians have about how aunties fall apart and they go from beautiful Indian women to aunties. All that aside, we also don't put much emphasis on mental wellness or spiritual wellness, surprisingly, as spiritual as we are. It's all like that's very secondary, tertiary, quaternary to having a good job and impressing people. And I think we both just wanted to call more attention to it. I know I did. How about you?
Yeah, I mean, for me, it's just this is a very personal topic. I mean, it's kind of naturally a personal topic because once you dive into health and wellness, you start thinking about your daily habits. And I've learned as I've really, in the last 7 years, taken a journey of self-care, which started with therapy and then moved on to meditation and other forms of self-care that I practice. I've seen just a vast improvement in my life. There's a quote that I love that I'll paraphrase. It's a Marianne Williamson quote. Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. And as we unlock our light, we unconsciously give permission to those around to unlock theirs. And for me, I think self-care is what unlocks the light. And I think right now, more than ever, we need people to unlock their lights. And I guess for me personally, what I'm hoping is to put out information and resources for our community so that maybe it can help people's daily lives improve and maybe help unlock your light. Because the moments that I felt it, which are not as consistent as I'd like, they are joyful, freeing, liberating and so much fun. Life is fun. So that's kind of where we came from as to why we wanted to put this out. I guess it just felt good for y'all to know where we were coming from.
Oh, and real quick, we should let you guys know they are going to be mini seasons. We're not going to do an episode every week. We're going to focus on a mini season for however many episodes, 8, 10, maybe a few more. But then we're going to take a break. We're going to regroup, think of something else that we think is important for us, come back with that mini season.
So yeah, we're so thrilled to have y'all and hope you enjoy our inaugural mini season, which is going to be about health and wellness. We just want to tease out who your guests are going to be this year, just because hopefully it'll get you as excited as we are. We're going to start off with my Taiji, Dr. Ash Makant, who is a nutrition professor at Queen College.
We got Shubhaniji Chaitanya, who is essentially a monk in training. I thought that episode was incredible, maybe one of my favorites people to talk to ever.
We got a buddy of mine, Sham Chowdhury, who is, he's an owner of Indie Fresh, which is about bringing together fast, casual, but healthy food in New York City. But he's also... it's hard for me to say this, but he might just be the best looking Indian man I've met in person. And that's sad for me because I want to be that.
Yeah, yeah. It really hurt Arjun to do that episode. We also have Aditi Shah, who is a yoga teacher who's actually Indian. I know. I thought it was a unicorn myself, but we found one.
And then we talk to Dr. Akhil Shenoy, who's a transplant psychiatrist, followed by Dr. Naveen Dargani, who's another mental health professional.
And then we finish it off with Monica Benoit, who is a Ayurvedic practitioner who's taught me some incredible things that have been very helpful, and John Aaron, who is Arjun's meditation teacher, who started him on this whole journey.
So one of the things that we're most excited about is that we hit everything from an East and West point of view, or we tried to, right? Obviously, we're not going to touch on everything in health and wellness in 8 weeks, but when we talk about mental health, we're talking about it from an Eastern perspective, but we're also talking from a psychological, Freudian, Western point of view. Nutrition, Ayurvedic, also from a research science, Western background. And the same thing we do with fitness, yoga, coming from the East. And Sham talks about more what I'd call Western stuff, which is just running, stretching, exercising, lifting weights kind of deal. That's our 8 weeks, and you don't have to wait long for our first episode. It's already available. It's on, so we'll shut up now so you can move to it. This is our season, and we're really thrilled for you guys to be here.
Go listen right now, guys. I'm not even going to tell you where to find me on Twitter. You'll hear that at the end of the next episode.
I'm Arjun.
I'm Akash.
And we'll catch you soon.
God bless.